different about the the tape's on the other side now, is that right? We have, Mrs. Happenheimer, we have, do you have that turned on?
Yes.
Turned the tape on the other side.
Yeah, so
we'll kind of, we have a fairly good picture of how your life has developed and proceeded. Are there any other things that you would like to talk about, or what have we missed? Have we missed anything that is significant in how you feel about the way
this country has been? There's no country like America. It has its.
You felt that way
from the time that you came. Even if it was hard, but you can always make a living here, and there's really no reason for people. Homeless people, because we have gone through that, and I could see what people did to make a few dollars, who were far above the jobs.
You just they have did. To be enterprising.
You just enough. Have to be willing to forget and do what you can do to come back on your feet.
Do you think that they are, is an interesting comparison, which you have mentioned before, about the way that they're dealing with the Russian immigrants as opposed to the way they dealt with the German immigrants. Do you, you say you have taken a little bit of interest in the way they're handling the Soviets.
Yeah, I mean, we're
participating
we,
in that.
We hear and you're asked to give, we give, and whatever, with all the Ethiopian Jews and with all, because we feel it's really necessary.
Yeah. How do you think the Russian immigrants are adapting to the states? Are they adapting as well, or?
I really don't know, but when I see what they do, our life was so different. We never felt that somebody owed us a living, most of us. And
do you think that's because of your early background in Germany versus Russia? Do you think there's a different attitude in people?
I really think so. We never expected things to be done for us as some of I hear what they expect here. People expect.
Uh-huh.
And we were much more appreciative.
Mm-hmm. You think
but
they,
I think most yeah. of us who are here with this immigration who Hitler made it on their own, started, and when I see what level their children are, doctors and all kinds of people, how they adapted themselves to this country, and I'm very proud that they had a different outlook on life.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a very interesting point of view, and I think that we've gotten a very good perspective of your feelings in adapting to a new country, and your it's very refreshing also to know that somebody has been happy and progressive and innovative upon moving to a new country, because the adjustment must be,
it wasn't easy, but we knew there was no way out, and we made the best what was available. There were many hard days.
My
parents were there during the Blitz of London.
I'm sure.
My parents were supposed to come in July, and they didn't come. I was ready to go to New York and pick them up, and they couldn't come. They didn't let them go through, and my hair turned white. I didn't even notice that. One day a lady walks in, and she said to me, "What did you do to your hair?" I said, "Why?" She said, "You're white." I said, I was so busy, I didn't even pay any attention. So there were plenty, you know, when...
Oh, I'm sure that
the first year we were here, when Hitler spoke for hours, and we left the house and we walked to the street. We lived at that time furnished on Phillips Avenue, and wherever we walked, we heard Hitler screaming, because everybody had the radio on. There was no television in 38. Mm-hmm. It left you with some terrible feelings.
Do you still have nightmares about what happened?
Because we were lucky, we didn't go to the Kristallnacht. We didn't. We were here before they did all those bad things. I mean, we knew Jews were not allowed, but they didn't do this, what they did. My father also was on his way to concentration camp, but he was 64 years old, and they sent him home.
I see.
Where my uncle, who lost one leg in the war, was sent to Gurs with his wife and his youngest child. The child was 9 years old, and the other count took him out when he was 11, and his parents perished. So you're
talking about World War II that your uncle was in.
No, my uncle was in World War One.
World War One.
And then the Nazis put him to Gurs. That was that French in France, that concentration camp. And their child, who was 9 years old, was with him in concentration camp. So it was rough times when you were here. And you knew you were pretty secure, but you didn't know what happened.
And help wasn't to do anything about anybody else.
And after my parents came, we had one letter from the family, and that was the end of the rest of them were wiped out. Hmm. So you have terrible memories.
I'm sure you did.
And now with this war, you go through the whole thing again.
Oh, is this traumatic listening and watching and seeing what all
our family, where they had the other day in near Tel Aviv, this is where my family moved to, lived in Ramat Gan. Some of us came to this country and others went to Israel.
I see.
So you go to that. We watched, for instance, the other night, Fiddler on the Roof. When Savior stood there and waved goodbye to his daughter, that's what my husband did when my cousin and I left Germany, and he went with us to the last German border. And we looked out of the window and I see him disappear, and we never knew if we would see each other again.
Is he still in Israel, your cousin?
No, my cousin is also here.
Oh, this but do you have any relatives?
I have relatives in Ramat Gan.
Relatives in Israel?
Yeah.
Do you have any contact with?
I don't have direct, I have indirect contact.
I see. Well, it's been a difficult life, but I think, you know, it's fortunate that you have been able to cope successfully.
Yes, we all had to, most of us did, and became part of the community after all those years.
Well, as you say, some people are copers and other people don't do as well. But it looks like you've done very well. And this has been a very informative interview. Is there anything other than this one session that you think you would, I mean, should we come back to?
I don't know, I think.
All right, then I think that we'll do a couple of other things in regard to our record keeping while we're here. And anything else, keep in touch, we'll be interested in hearing it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You've it was my pleasure. I hope
a
I,
good
did. I did
a person to talk to.
Thank you. And all I can say is that there's no country like America.
Well, that's a great thing to hear. I totally agree with you.
With all.
Jean, is the recorder.
Mm-hmm.